Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back this week. Fran, you're with us yet again.
Indeed.
Thank you for making time.
Yeah.
And we got a new guest, Sean Finnegan.
Hello, everyone.
Sean, you've been playing a lot of Destiny.
I've put in what I would call an incredible amount of time over the last couple of weeks, yeah.
What brought you back?
Honestly, it was House of Wolves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I took a big break away from the game after it came out in, you know, September. Which I thought it was a great game back then too, but it just seemed a little bit bare bones. But all of this new content has got me back in the grind.
Yeah, you've been on Fireteam Chat before, right?
Actually, this is my first appearance.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you've talked about it on like Unlocked and other stuff that you're on.
I talk a lot about Destiny.
Yeah. So, but just for reference, you've just played a ton and been one of the people in the office that's played it a ton.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I've always been a big shooters guy. I was a big advocate for the gameplay even early on.
I've heard you're good at Halo.
I'm pretty decent at Halo. I don't want to keep putting it out there, though, because eventually someone's going to be like, this guy is not that good.
One
I know
V1.
He's not.
You're never
he's
going to
challenge me, and I'm going to get wrecked. Yeah.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, seeing Sean's on, and he's really good at PvP, we're going to talk about Destiny's House of Wolves update and how some people are saying that it kind of favors PvP quite a bit. Sean, how do you feel about that?
I feel good. I think that's what it needed. I mean, I'm a little bit... I love the PvE encounters just as much in the raids and the really high-end sort of player versus NPC content, but really what it comes down to is competitive multiplayer for me, and I really like the way House of Wolves has revitalized that part of Destiny. So I'm on board with that idea if it ends up being a little skewed towards
that. So you like the balance of, you know, they came back with a DLC update and they've given you a ton of PvP options and Prison of
Totally.
Do you feel that that was the right balance?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's difficult to get a sense of whether or not the whole game is now skewed towards PvP versus where it was prior to House of Wolves. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you're getting good rewards and there's more incentive to play PvP matches, like not even just in Trials of Osiris, but also in Crucible, that evenly balances out the way it's been skewed towards hard raid content in the in previous, like Vault of Glass and Crota's End.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I assume... Well, I'm kind of curious to hear from you, Destin. You wrote the question because, like, you obviously have a thought
Something
on Prison
say.
Of Elders.
I was going to let you guys say.
Yeah,
that
I mean, you think you should
minutes.
Lead it, right? Because I think it's about what you think of Prison of Elders versus your other options, isn't it?
Yeah. So here's how I feel about the PvP update. I absolutely love what they've done with PvP. I love that you get packages every day for playing. I still see lower level players or players that don't contribute as much getting better stuff than me. Mm-hmm. That's a little frustrating. But I mean, that's a minor
not bad,
qualm. Yeah. I like that I get something for playing that daily PvP.
Yeah.
I get my trials marks. And trials is one of the... I said it redefines PvP in the preview that I wrote. I stick by that. I love it. I've never played anything like
sweet.
It. Never played anything like it. It's intense.
Yeah.
It will destroy friendships, as I'm sure it did with me for a few of my friends. But I really like it. My concern is the rewards in Trials of Osiris... far outweigh the Prison of Elders rewards. In Prison of Elders, you get weapons that aren't that great, except for the three new weapon exotics, three or actually it's five total. Mm-hmm. But people don't really, really love them yet, as far as I can tell. And they're also really difficult to get. Yeah. I mean, the difficulty to get them, that's fine. You should be rewarded with an exotic.
Yeah.
But you hop into trials. If you're really good at PvP, you get amazing looking armor. You get amazing weapons.
Yeah.
And it's faster.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, what you're really getting at, right, is mm-hmm. trials really does guarantee you some sweet loot, right?
Really, really good stuff. Three and, etheric light if you go 9 and 0.
Yeah.
And you can get even more from the packages. You can get up to 5.
Yeah, like it's not as easy as you make it sound, but if you get a good team, you're right. You can.
Yeah.
I guess the point is like
it is
there
easy
is no
in
guarantee
PvP.
In Prison of Elders.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that we all really.
No, that's not true, friend. You get etheric light, you get an armor core and a
but
weapon.
But I mean,
core.
You're talking about at 34. Yeah.
But I'm talking right? about yeah. like exotic level stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like
it's
really
random
awesome
drops.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the exotics are still random as part of trials, right? But mm-hmm. That chest in 9 wins is yeah. like huge, right?
You every get, time you open it, you get amazing rewards.
You get amazing stuff, and like there isn't. Like even level 35, right, for Skolas, like mm-hmm. I got a ship and a shader.
Yeah.
And
I got a ship and a shader on one of my characters. The other two didn't get anything. No bounty for an exotic. No, my mission slots weren't full.
Yeah.
So no bounty for an exotic, no shader, no armband.
Yeah.
No emblem armband. Even. Like I didn't get anything
really?
For the other two characters I ran. And I got it all on my Titan and then some of it on my Hunter and Warlock.
And this is on 35?
35, the really hard one from last week. And it's just kind of like, well, that wasn't
you're not guaranteed.
That was incredibly frustrating and difficult
hard.
To go for through.
Yeah.
And I got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think
I got an etheric light.
Yeah. You do
and
get an etheric light, which is nice.
And a weapon core.
So it's not like you're not guaranteed anything. And actually when you do Judgment's Chance, which right when you use a weapon core and armor core at Varix, you do get something pretty good, but it's not like your point I think is like there's trials good and there's prison good. And I think
Varix,
you're kind of seeing that they really did like it's so exclusive and hardcore maybe is the word for trials and I think they thought that was going to be really a high barrier to entry. Mm-hmm. But if you do it, you do get guarantees, and I do think that there's maybe a little bit of an imbalance there for prison. So I mean, I agree with you. Like I'm at a point though where I'm a little behind. I've had a really busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, E3's coming up. We're all gonna get busy.
Yeah, but I played. I played a ton of Prison of Elders. I've done my Nightfalls. I've done the bounties. I played some trials, but I haven't been able to sink the significant amount of time. Like Sean just put in like 80 hours in
but
trials.
That first,
I think.
Oh yeah. Well, not just trials, but in PvP and the game in general. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you came back to it in full. That's right. So you had to
there was a lot of stuff I haven't done yet.
Yeah. Another thing about Sean we didn't mention: you are an Xbox player.
I play on Xbox,
Yeah.
And it's kind of a bummer that, like, I watched one of your guys' breakouts from a week ago or something. You guys are talking about Hawkmoon, and I was like, how come I've never seen that gun?
Yeah.
And I go and look
in
it
September.
Up, and I was like, oh, PS4 exclusive.
Till September.
Also, I love the House of Wolves maps, the House of Wolves PvP maps. I think they're really well designed. You guys have an exclusive map, too. And I was like, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, Sony really had quite a lineup there for Destiny. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawkmoon's one of the best guns in the game. I'm surprised that they designed it that way, but whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the point. I do think there's something going on with rewards. Like I've been playing, over a week now, and I have not gotten anything that I'm like super excited about in the weapons realm. So number
or
one
armor,
with weapons
for me,
armors. Yeah. Well, armors.
A lot of people are running around with the ram's head, which looks awesome.
Oh,
and
I
it'd
see.
Be great.
It's cool.
I can't get it. Like I didn't get.
Yeah.
I run prison, nothing.
Yeah. A lot of people rolled the helm from.
I literally got nothing from doing Prison of Elders, and that's what's okay.
But
I can't say literally nothing because
you have
I got
a chance like anyone else.
Reduced rewards from prison, like a bunch of 36, a 42 arm piece, and just stuff that I didn't really want
but I think
or need.
Maybe just clarify it though. Yeah. Like, what? I mean, have you got something specific from trials, or just you've seen what
every
people are
weapon
getting?
I got from the 9-0 wins in trials is phenomenal.
So very quickly, like, what is that?
They're,
from perspective.
Like arc damage primaries or fire damage primaries,
Which is awesome.
You
like
know, same thing.
Osiris,
I got a.
Did you get that?
I
don't remember
Osiris.
The hand cannon. Yeah,
I didn't get the hand cannon, but I got the
AR tried it yet.
And I got the pulse.
Nice,
and the pulse is really good.
Yeah. Do they both have?
I got a shotgun. I didn't get the rocket launcher, but those weapons are really, really good. And it's just kind of a bummer that there's nothing to really strive for in prison except for those three exotics that maybe you'll get if you do the most frustrating thing in the game.
Yeah.
You know.
But seemingly, the weapons that you've got are better than what you've gotten in PvE and that. You know, it seems like you're guaranteed to kind of get the good stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like,
I love
some
trials,
exotics.
Though. You know, I'm happy about the PvP rewards. I worry about those PvE players, though. You know, I love trials. Sean, you probably like the multiplayer stuff too, right?
Oh, Trials is great, man.
Yeah. what about the PvE players? You know, why are their rewards so reduced? It's a concern that a lot of people in the community have.
Yeah. And yeah, no, and my point is I agree with you. I need to experience more before I make that, like, obvious thing. Yeah. But what I have gotten right is, like, the Queen's, you know, hand, like, the auto rifle or whatever it is. And I've got basically just, like, a pulse rifle. And it's not bad. It's good. But that's a whole other topic, by the way, right, which we're going to get into.
We're gonna
is the space
to that
I have and, like, using them. So, yeah, maybe we should just talk about that.
Yeah, so let's move on to that right now. Vault space. So you have two armor sets that you can get in Trials of Osiris, at least a weapon set, at least one weapon set. You have all the queen weapons that you can get. You have all the new armors in the vendors, all the new weapons. You have an entire Prison of Elders armor set and weapon set. I have no space in my... I cannot get every, like, raid weapon, every exotic, and I... And every queen, all the new items,
it will not fit. You couldn't fit the last update in one vault. So
no,
you already have the problem, and now...
They added a few slots with the vault update. Yeah. It's not enough. We need, like, a whole other
But to
page.
Jump right to it, it's not just an inconvenience. You are now basically... You need to delete stuff, right?
Yeah.
Don't you? Like, pretty much. In fact, depending on what your character classes are. Mm-hmm. But, I'm like out of space, and I'm like, well, I kind of want that weapon. I'm leaving stuff in the Postmaster, and so it is.
I'm using the Postmaster as an overflow because I just can't hold anything.
Yeah, and so the way I would frame that up is, I know that, you know, I always have some kind of complaint. I do love Destiny, for the record. Like, I have a ton of fun with it, but it's a love and hate relationship when you spend that much time with a game.
Well, you critique something in hopes that it gets better.
That's right, because
you want it to be better.
But it's because you actually, you're passionate about it. Yeah. And just for that clarification. But the vault thing has been a problem for me since way back, right? The lack of filtering, organization, you know, there's no shelving. There's just, like, this UI design that just somehow they put hundreds of weapons and pieces into this thing. And I'm like, I don't get it. And so now the problem is I have spent, whatever, 500 hours plus with Destiny.
Yeah.
And I spend so much time now trying to figure out where to put my stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really happy that I get these rewards. Like, even, whatever, I have two different pulse rifles.
Yeah.
I am now being punished, actually punished, with my time in the game. I'm just all over the place, man.
If your inventory is full, you will just not get stuff now.
Oh, yeah, like if you're Postmaster, it'll push stuff out.
Not just Postmaster, but also just if you have your emblems full and you get 9-0 in Trials, you do not get that exotic
emblem.
Why
doesn't it go to the Postmaster?
You just don't get it.
Yeah. So I'm going to put on my game designer hat here and say one of the problems I have is that I'm always at the glimmer cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
allow me to spend glimmer to buy extra slots in my inventory.
That would be cool.
Interesting. However, I don't think that's the problem, though, is that, I mean, it's an interesting idea, but
fixes two problems by connecting them.
I know, but meaning you're extending the, like, if you have more space to just get period. But then you, by the way, you might get into trouble. I'll just be devil's advocate as, like, okay, wait, this is not fun to buy space in a game.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not a bad idea.
You don't have to buy it. Like, you don't, you.
No, I need it. We all need it is the point. Like,
yeah,
we're
so,
dying
I agree. But, like, I look at, you know, I look at Destiny and I realize that this is an amazing shooter. And then I look at it as an MMO and I'm like, it kind of fails on the MMO and the RPG standpoint, where I've played a lot of great MMORPGs. Yeah. Like, I played, you know, World of Warcraft for 7 years, way too long.
Yeah.
And one of the great things that that game did was you had multiple characters that had independent inventories that you could share via the mailbox system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So each character had a different inventory, but you could still move items from one character to the other.
You could use in-game currency to unlock more space.
Sure.
You could also do that. Yeah, like you go to the bank, it's the same.
And you get
as the
nine pages usually in some games.
Oh yeah, and you can buy up to an amount of space that no one would ever
pretend to use. It could definitely be done, right? And especially if it wasn't super expensive. Well, I just meant the real issue is we need a design for a vault that works.
5,000 for 10 slots.
For Destiny, we know this. We know that the last generation consoles are holding it back. And I think the reason
the
we don't have more...
The way that it's designed, yes. And what I mean by that is, like, it is not hard for a last gen console to render 200 slots. It's whatever's going on with the overlays and quickly pulling, right, the 3D renders in for inspection. I don't know what the limitation is, but, like, I'm willing to give up a ton of that just for, like, right, like, your Chrome browser can obviously just show a ton of stuff from your hard drive.
Yeah.
It's not that hard for an Xbox 360 to do the same.
I would love to hear Bungie just say, yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
You know, we're working on more vault space. They said they were. They gave the update, and then nothing. And it's just like, hey, that wasn't enough.
I agree.
That's not even enough. Is there a significant chunk of people playing Destiny on last-gen consoles? Like, how big is that chunk?
Well, we don't know. They've never released statistics, but there are a significant
I don't think I've ever known anyone to be
But even then, I'm writing it off, which is, I understand that they did design the game a certain way with certain features. It quickly pulls when you inspect or whatever, overlays. I don't know where the limitation is in memory or otherwise, but whatever. Get rid of it, because all I need is a system of, like, whatever, shelves was one idea, like auto rifles, pulse rifles, whatever, and make it fairly, like,
UI
big.
Design you're talking about.
Yeah, but meaning the last-gen console's absolutely capable of it, right? We've all logged into a store, even in these games, and went and bought stuff from a store. I mean, it is a basic principle that can be done. I just want to make sure that nobody out there is like, no, they said it's the last-gen consoles. That's not the problem.
Don't
it's
render the gun. Just let me look at the stats if you have to.
Meaning whatever
you know.
It is. And by the way, it's not easy to undo that design. I think that's where the challenge is. They're probably working on Destiny 2, let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, obviously.
And
they're working
DLC
really big on
game.
Destiny 1.5. And so the point is, a ton of resources go to that. We're kind of stuck with the way it is. But now, version 3, you know, 3 of the game with House of Wolves, it's a huge problem. Like, I'm literally thinking, like, I'm going to start taking my stopwatch and timing how long I'm spending. Because I am just curious, like, on a weekly
inventory
basis.
Inventory management, right?
It's big. It's a big amount of time.
And you know how I manage it? I usually disenchant everything. What is it called in this
dismantle.
Game?
Dismantle,
In World of Warcraft, it's called disenchant.
Close
enough.
Yeah. It's the same premise.
Dismantle.
Well, you just call
they're big World
DE.
Of Warcraft fans.
Well,
so
you just, in WoW, you say DE and it's disenchant. Yeah. Same
you
thing.
Basically, it's
dismantle.
You're right.
Same thing.
Yeah, but this is the problem. You're asking me to delete something that I earned after 500 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you think that makes people feel? So I think you're right, Destin. Just say we realize it is an issue. The community has spoken. Like, they did that with like Atheon bugs, and like, they need to say, like, we realize you guys are spending a ton of time in there. We're going to be transparent.
Yeah.
But then the question is, are they working on it? And I think that's what makes us all nervous.
They released the stats about the vault and, like, how many people actually use it, and it's like, well, hey, all those people are eventually going to fill up their vault too.
Yeah, but I remember going back to those stats. Like, it's not totally. It wasn't totally accurate to, like, the players that have a ton of stuff that are using it frequently.
Yeah.
Because they even said a small percentage of people that bought the game are actively playing. Yeah. The raids, actually, was
there's
what
they like
talked
what
about.
20 million players.
I don't know what the top number is, but it was that they had said that about the raids.
20
too.
Million
like,
people
hardly
created a character, so of course the percentage is going to be low.
Exactly,
because those people created a character and then stopped playing.
Yeah, in other words, I think they mixed stats
of the player base. How many of those people have full vaults? I'm going to bet a lot
of active players who play a certain number of hours every week.
Yeah.
Probably more than an hour. I bet you everybody has a full vault.
I didn't play that much this week, and I played multiple hours this week.
And even then, though, and we don't need to keep dragging this out. I think everybody gets it, but
I'm filling time.
It's about the time you spend to manage it. Even like, fine, if your stat was it's not 100% full. Okay, mine isn't always 100% full, but that's not the problem. There might have been one space in there, but I had a huge deal getting stuff in and out. And it's the weapon slotting too. I always bring that up. It's not just the vault; it's how many weapon slots I have, and like that whole like. I'm just I'm literally pressing up against these two walls that are closing in on me, and it sucks because it's taking away my time.
It's gotten to the point where I run prison and I get a weapon drop and I'm like, oh
right?
Man,
I have to go put this in a vault that has no space.
What am I gonna have to delete?
No, and it is a scary thing to say. I'd like to try this out. I totally, I'm happy I got a reward, and you're like, crap. Where do I begin?
I got three good rewards.
Yeah, so
I don't know what to do.
They have to address it.
That's a weird problem to have.
Yeah. And I think, but I think you said, Bungie, it needs to be addressed.
It does.
Tell us if you're going to fix it or not. Yeah. And we're going to pull the whole, like, if you're going to be silent about it, we're assuming you're not fixing it. And I think there's a ton of people who are worried. And you've got Destin over here, right, thinking, he was telling me, he's like, I don't know how many hours I can keep sinking into this because you've been having some challenges. I think you're a little just frustrated in the last week. But
yeah, I don't know. Just this last week, like, I did not have a lot of fun with Prison of Elders. I don't know how the rest of you feel. Love Trials. Absolutely love it. I don't want to just be totally negative on this show all the time, but that's...
I like Prison.
But
it is...
Like it
I like Prison to a point, but I've run it now. The
I haven't done 35, though.
The rewards are so reduced. I have 4 Etheric Light on me, so I'm good on Etheric Light from running Trials, which I loved. But I just, like, why do I want to go through the most frustrating experience of my life for an Etheric Light, an Armor Core, and a Weapon Core?
Right. You mean, like, Skolas and level
3? Skolas isn't really fun.
Yeah, he's super tough.
I mean, just I think, like, all right, guys, we got to, like, really be super serious and not have fun and get this done.
I don't know about that.
Like, it's hard to just, like,
engage try-hard mode.
When you failed 4 times and, like, your options are quit and start your 2-hour run over again.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, I play with, you know.
Or power through it with a team that's frustrated and angry at each other.
Oh, well, that's kind of the thing. I play with Alfredo and his crew a lot, and we all know Alfredo.
Yep. Those guys are
frustrated. Those guys are good. And I remember, like, there was one night where we were online and I was PvPing and they were in there doing Skolas' Revenge. And I remember just every hour or so coming back and checking and still seeing 3 out of 3 on Skolas' Revenge. Like, maybe like 4 or 5 hours in a row, and I was like, they're still in there. Like, these guys are good players too. Like,
because once you leave, your progression's gone. You start over, and I did not want to do that server to run again. That's not fun.
Yeah, and even worse, right? People were gaming last week, the heavy ammo, just raining Galahorns on Skolas is the solution.
That's how I did it.
And that's probably still the solution. I don't think it's Arcburn this week.
No, it's Arcburn this week. People are using Patience and Time and Thunderlord.
Yeah, there you go. But the point is, you're like gaming the system with your ammo.
They don't want to do the actual mechanics because by that point you've been in there like an hour. You're just like, just get me out of here. Give me my 1 Etheric Light.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Legit. That's another weapon I need.
It's good because of the arc burn.
But anyway,
any high level arc burn weapon is good.
Yeah,
sniper. Because you stagger him, you stagger him back.
Praetus timepieces.
Praetus Wren's Void. Yeah.
Or Praetus Revenge. Yeah.
That's like my fully upgraded sniper.
And I ran the Nightfall. You know what I got from the Nightfall? Absolutely nothing.
I got a duplicate House of Wolves weapon that I can't.
I still have never really gotten anything worthwhile from the Nightfall.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where I normally get.
I get a lot of coins. I mean, that's what I get.
Hey, I ran it with somebody who got the what is it? Give Take is a fusion. Mm. It was a really nice drop. It's actually, like, I always talk about Feeding Frenzy.
I think I have that one,
which is, but he got a good roll on it, which you could always go to the gunsmith and hopefully get it, but you do get good stuff from the Nightfall. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but
I have all the exotics now, except for the House of Wolves exotics, and I'm just kind of like, man, I'm going to have to put in 2 hours to maybe get one of those new exotics that I don't even know are good.
Yeah, I'll tell you for me that as much as I'm always a weapons chaser and like a gear chaser. By the way, I think the
trials,
gear
trials 30 minutes. Either I got the 9 wins or I didn't. I can take a break.
Yeah. Which
I
is
can
nice.
Stop. I can stop at trials for a while and then come back to it.
No, you're right. Like, you know, the risk versus reward,
yeah,
even though it's punishing, is better there. Again, I think they assumed it was going to be way harder. Then again, it is. By the way, I hopped in and I got, like, destroyed. We just didn't have a good team.
Let me stop at a particular round in prison and come back to it later because
checkpoints.
It is mentally taxing.
Yeah, it is. Know. I agree that, you know, I know in the raids it's a different experience because you get 6 people together. Mm-hmm. Prison is a little different, and you've had thoughts on that, and we're going to talk about matchmaking.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, the checkpoint conversation has come up numerous times now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see the downside of letting me keep a checkpoint. And by the way, I only get to keep it till Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's
you
the big deal?
You keep it in
deal?
The raid.
And I was about to say, you do keep it in the raids, actually. I take that back. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And what I was going to say is we should talk about it on another show. I really think we're at a point with weaponry that the inability to go into the gun range or whatever you want it to be to test these things.
That's one of the
huge
big things
issue.
That I've always said is, like, one of the great things about World of Warcraft that you could do is, again, comparing it to MMOs.
Yeah.
In every major town, they had practice dummies that you could just go shoot at or do your abilities on and waste your cooldowns and just test stuff out, go switch it out at your bank and then test out different builds and just optimize. Like, theory crafting is such a huge part of any MMO, and it's very light in Destiny. There's nothing much to do in those social areas except turn in your bounties.
Yeah. And they could definitely fix that. My point is, it's a decision to delete for some people. And it's like, I just want to test this out before I throw it away. And the real issue is the perks. You can't even test those to figure out your role if you like it. So I think, you know, I was trying to
weigh Ill Will versus Last Word, these two hand cannons, because I wanted to use, like, an exotic in another slot, and I'm like, I wish I could just shoot this gun right here and see if it fires fast.
And with the perk,
I have to go join a match to test it out.
I'm gonna force us to move on here because I really want to talk about this next topic, and it is the lack of matchmaking in Destiny was a conscious decision by the developers, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to think that it's becoming a crux that they've said internally is okay, and right. I don't think it's okay anymore.
So why don't we talk about where you can matchmake and where you cannot matchmake?
Okay, so you can matchmake in most areas. You can strikes and stuff like that, but there's
weekly strikes, right?
They weekly fix that. Weekly strikes, regular strikes. You can matchmake. Mm-hmm. Those are the two, basically.
That's it. Oh, right. And
level 28 prison.
Level 28 prison, yeah. Also matchmakes. In the Crucible, obviously.
Crucible, yeah.
Sure.
But those are randoms, yeah. Except for Trials. So you can't matchmake in Trials, seeing we just mentioned it. You can't matchmake in high-level Prison of Elders. Mm-hmm. You can't matchmake in Raids. We've already done a conversation about that. Jose and I are split. Mm-hmm. And you also can't matchmake in Nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
And right. It's kind of just like, this is a huge MMO. Final Fantasy lets me matchmake to do stuff,
yeah. And I
you know, or it's not an MMO, but it is.
Yeah. But I think the point that you said it very concisely earlier, which is they've added so much to this part of the game, and now the whole game, that is not matchmade.
Yeah.
So if you look at the percentage of where you can matchmake and what you can do, all the fun stuff, the big stuff, Prison of Elders above 28, which you're not going to play 28.
You're locking people out at like half,
you can't
more
play,
than half your
game.
You
can't play Trials in Nightfall, obviously. Anything that's a high reward, which is the reason to play, you have to matchmake.
That's what
you
didn't make sense to me, why would you matchmake for one level of a four-tiered system in Prison of Elders? Like, why? Because I got really frustrated.
Oh, it's okay for 28,
that.
But, you know, 32.
Yeah, like, well, you know, initially when I first jumped into Prison of Elders, I matchmade at 28, and then I remember jumping into 32 by myself, thinking that it would just be part of the process to be matchmade. And I got in there alone, and I was like, well, you know, sometimes people like get disconnected or something. So I tried it three more times, and I kept in there alone. I was like, is this not matchmade?
You didn't,
like,
you
didn't
have
read
to, like,
the fine
read
print.
Online or something.
No, it is in the menu.
I'd have to read it on a Grimoire card.
But meaning it is in the... No, it's not
it
that
does say Fire
says
Team
it,
1 to 3.
But to your point, it wasn't intuitive that, like, 28 did it, and so why didn't the others? You gotta, like, check and...
Well, to Destin's point, it's like, if you're gonna do it for one... Like, why? Whose decision was it, or what was the decision process in saying, it's okay for 28, but not 32 or 34 or 35.
Right. Well, the theme is there, right? Anything that requires a lot of teamwork and is hard to do, seemingly, this is what I catch from it, Nightfall, pretty hard. Raids, pretty hard, et cetera. They want you to team up with someone. But I think now that's the question.
And
like,
I want to team up with them too. But if I can't, give me the way to do it somehow, right?
Like,
This is the question, right? How am I supposed to play 35 prison when I don't have people that want to play that, and I can't find anybody. Like, now I'm resorted to, like, LFG groups.
Here's
and all
how you do it.
Stuff.
You go to Destiny LFG.
Exactly.
And it's just like, why is... I said this
in
before.
The third
why
re-
is
release,
Bungie letting the fan base develop the tool set that should be in their game?
Yeah.
That tool set should be there.
But see, they have made the decision, like Sean says. They don't believe that it is a necessity, and they believe that you should find friends. But then also look at...
People aren't going to play it.
They shared the very stat of how many percent of people actually had played the raids. It was
low. Like under 10%.
Yeah, you'd think you would look at the analytics there and say, okay, maybe matchmaking's an issue.
Yeah.
And you'd say, you know what? It's going to be rough on some people, and maybe they love or don't love it, but you'll play it at least.
Well, so
they've been very black and white on this.
That's my thing, is like, even for Trials, I think there should be matchmaking for that. I get that it's hardcore. I get that it's team-oriented and communication-focused. Yeah, but like, here's the thing is, if I'm, you know, if I want to play Trials of Osiris alone, I'm going to go into that knowing that I'm going to get wrecked because I'll be fighting people who have a team who are presumably on mics and stuff, but at least that's better than not playing it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's the point. What are you supposed to do
when you're sitting in orbit? There should be an entire matchmaking system where you click a button like you do everything.
Puts you in queue,
and it puts you in queue with another crew. Like, you could say, like, has mic? Yes, no. Like, I mean, if a website with a guy who codes in his spare time can make a really good system,
but
Bungie can too.
That's generalizing, though. It's probably a lot easier
to
code
one step further.
You know,
I
HTML
would say
online. I mean,
design a social area. Like,
a social area where you can go to a board and say, I want to do the raid.
Well, not even just like, I'm talking about, like, give me an asteroid outside in the reef somewhere that's, like, part of the reef or whatever. Just like, you know how Prison of Elders and its four tiers are part of the reef? Mm-hmm. Give me one other asteroid out there that's just, like, when you join this, it puts you in queue for specifically looking for group. And you can adjust what you want to do by filters, the way you do on LFG. The whole mic thing, I don't know about that, because that's just, like, an elitist thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
Being able
it
to
depends.
Communicate.
Yeah.
Communication's
well, a lot
very
of
important. Getting
into,
for, like,
mics
fault.
Would be, like, you know, turned away from groups. But, yeah, give me an option to connect with people on Xbox Live. And then, because one of the other great things is Counter-Strike does the same thing, where, like, you can matchmake at competitive play with random players, and then if you like them, you can just click them to your friends list, and then boom, you have now a connection to do content that requires team making stuff
and
in the future.
I get emails all the time from people that want to experience the stuff that we talk about, and they just can't because they don't even know where to find these groups, or they've tried the LFG and it's a bunch of elitist guys who are really mean to them.
Oh, have you looked at LFG lately? There's a lot of really crazy nonsense
really,
going on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, there's some guy on Reddit had posted, like, this was my contribution to all of the nonsense, and it was a screenshot of him being, like, you know, looking for 35 Prison of Elders or whatever.
Yeah.
Two guys with Dragon's Breath and this, and they were like, wait, because he was like, Dragon's Breath pushes him off the edge, and they're like, is that real? People think this is real. Like, there's just people out there trolling on that.
Yeah,
it's
for
like,
sure.
Just give
it's
me
literally going
to
be like, we're looking for people who are over 5'11 and make more than $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
It would be good
like
if you're in this middle class.
Destiny.
Yeah, it'd be like, it is kind of ridiculous sometimes when you're on there. But it's less about, I think, right now, the how. That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
Just the problem exists that I can't play the game that I've bought.
I sign on.
I mean,
I have a lot of friends that play Destiny. I add people all the time. We're lucky.
Super lucky.
Even I have trouble finding a group because they're all in groups of three by the time I have time to actually play.
How do you imagine I feel? I stepped away from the game for a long time, never really did Crota's End, and now I'm like, yo, guys,
can we get together
and do Crota's End? And everyone's like,
what?
I haven't ran that in months.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? And I was because I never got that gear.
We'll come back to it, though. You'll find once we get some gear in place and get the stuff we're chasing, we'll start to like diversify because I actually can't wait to go back to Vault with a bunch of Ascended gear and just do that. I haven't had the chance yet because I've been busy.
I just Taken King update at E3, though, is legit. We're going to have another piece of DLC that everybody's going to be playing. So why would they go back and play
Crota? I still think that's probably the September, October after year one release.
I hope there's not another release this soon, honestly.
Well, no, I mean, you don't think you don't want to release in September, October?
September, October, yes.
Oh, you mean
June?
Before?
No.
Oh, I didn't even. Wait, was there a rumor that it's.
Well, the Taken King trademark or whatever. So I'm thinking that's what they're going to announce at
E3. Announce, but not release is the
point. I hope it's September.
My only point on that, if you've read about Taken King, I think it's Destiny 1.5 is what I call it, which would be the at year one as you move into year two, which means the waiting for Destiny 2 year. Yeah. That will be sort of a bigger 1.5 release. That's what I think, anyway.
Side note, do you guys think, this is a topic that's come up on Podcast Unlocked before where I'm also podcasting, will there be a Destiny 2, like legit 2
absolutely.
The title?
I guarantee you they're working on it.
Yeah,
next gen
exclusive.
No,
we know they're working
engine.
On something.
Oh no, I guarantee it's
that's a conversation for another show.
A sequel,
that's
a
great
sequel.
Topic.
It is.
We'll talk about it another time.
So we've talked about a lot of problems. Did you have any more topics?
We're at the end of the show.
So I did want to corrections.
Okay.
Less of a correction. I was like trying to remember why I bought two Vestian Dynasties on our live stream.
Oh my god!
Which if you so I was not the only person that did it, and so I was like,
a lot of people
There must have been problems, but it's. Mm-hmm. It does drop very clearly.
Yeah, it sure does.
Into your inventory, but it is the moment that you get it is also the first time it's available for sale.
So
and you have
it.
Access to her inventory, so you're so excited to buy something from her that you do it. And anyway, it is my fault, our fault, but it's happened to more than one person.
It has.
So just beware of it. I don't think they're ever
going to. Just put a timer on purchases.
You did it
I did
too?
The same thing.
You
I, as soon as I went to her, I was like, a new legendary?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this before. Click, buy.
You're so,
and
they got you.
Like, I have two?
I'm telling you,
someone,
man. Like,
someone else pointed it out to me. I was like, someone who? I was playing with Brian Malkowitz, who's now starting to level up, and he was like, I don't have an exotic or a legendary primary, so I bought the Vesti, or I have this legendary pistol from the Queen or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I bought that too. And he's like, I got it from a quest. And I was like, wait a second.
Okay.
Dude, I also get it from a quest?
I'm going to leave a comment in the comment section, thumbs up it or contribute if it happened to you. Mm-hmm. Don't thumbs up it if it didn't happen to you. I just kind of want to get a sense of,
I'm just
a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
I'm just
going to
leave a comment, no friend, I actually read. And pay attention.
But the point is, you're so excited, which it speaks very
well
to Destiny.
Did you buy a Vestian on accident?
Yeah, but you're so geared up to get it that you were just like, and you just got it, and it was too late before you realized it. So
thanks, guys. We have to wrap it up. Fran, do you have any plugs for anything?
Not really at the moment. I just wanted to make sure I covered
IGN
off on
Prime,
that small thing.
Whatever we're supposed to do on
these
shows.
But the usual at the end of the show. Okay, fine. Please go to iTunes if you're an iTunes listener or podcast listener, wherever you listen. Review us. Leave your comments there. We pay attention to
Let's be honest. 4 stars. No, just kidding.
I thought it was 5 stars only. Obviously, you can watch us on Xbox One, PS4 app, which IGN has. Download those, check it out on the big screen, and you know we're on YouTube and IGN and everywhere else. But hit us up on Twitter as well. You know, if you're interested in playing, maybe Sean, our guest, where can they find you?
Yeah, you need buddies.
Absolutely, add me up on XBL Finnegan space II, or add me up on Twitter, and that's I am Finnegan.
I am or I am?
If you get the politician, it's the wrong one.
That's one of the things I'm trying to figure out a Twitter name to change it to, because you should never have to spell it out for people. I think that's
Sean
good marketing,
the Shark.
Good branding. But yeah, I'm Finnegan. I am, and then my last name. Not M, the verb, the letter.
At Sean the Shark. Fine.
There's only 5 people listening on the show now at this point.
Yeah.
I'm at Fran Mirabella, and our
at
gracious
Destin
host.
Legary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys. That is it for this week. Until next time,
Guardians out. Sorry, we didn't tell Sean.
I didn't know about it.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.